Good Tuesday morning, I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing. Stay tuned after the show for a message from Walmart.
And I'm Jake Sherman. We're entering day 18 of the government shutdown, and the White House is trying out a new strategy, tactically and rhetorically, as this government shutdown barrels on without any sign of ending. The White House is now positioning the situation at the southern border as a global humanitarian crisis of epic proportions, for which the same old solutions will not be sufficient. Sure, they're still talking about the wall, on which they're demanding Congress spend $5.7 billion, but this new line of thinking is taking on increased prominence. Expect to hear it tonight from Donald Trump when he addresses the nation live from the Oval Office.
Increasingly, the White House seems to be looking into building the wall without Congress, declaring it a national emergency, and doing it under what's called Section 2808, which allows military construction without congressional approval. Democrats have indicated this would be caught up in legal challenges. Another option, if Democrats somehow accede to a physical barrier of any kind at some point, the VP discussed the White House supporting an emergency supplemental bill. This would allow the wall to be built outside the current spending caps.
Here was the scene. Vice President Mike Pence hosted reporters in his ceremonial office Monday afternoon in the Eisenhower Executive Office Building. As he noted, this is the same room he hosted senior congressional aides in over the weekend. Pence sat with acting OMB Director Russ Vogt, who worked for him on Capitol Hill, DHS Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen, and Jared Kushner. Vogt, Nielsen, and Pence spoke, and Kushner listened, periodically whispering in VP's ear. Pence and Nielsen said the word crisis 36 times during the question and answer session with reporters Monday.
Pence all but conceded that negotiations between the Hill and the White House were at an impasse of sorts. He said, "We think it was a productive session on both days. That does not mean to imply that we made progress in negotiations, but I think we gained a better understanding of the issues, the crisis on our southern border, and a better understanding of the priorities on both sides of the aisle to address that crisis." There is a growing fear that Republicans will begin getting frustrated with the White House's position and will vote with Democrats to open government. Pence said the administration is in touch with Republicans and he'll be on the Hill briefing people today. Our colleagues John Bresnahan and Sarah Ferris write about just that, writing that several dozen House Republicans could cross the aisle and vote for individual appropriations bills to reopen parts of the government.
Vogt, the acting OMB director, told us the government will pay tax refunds. Quote, "I know you all have questions on tax refunds. Tax refunds will go out." He also said flood insurance is on track, the Park Service will have trash pickup, and fish and wildlife refuges will be kept open. The AP is reporting that air travelers are starting to feel the impact of the government shutdown with long lines and safety inspectors not being on the job. Eric Wolf and Brianna Ailey report that Trump's own policies and effort to undo the Obama-era regulations are taking a hit in the shutdown, with agencies currently not working.
Eliana Johnson writes that Trump is waging an intense but lonely campaign for his border wall. The president has few public defenders over the shutdown. The McGowan Monitor is reporting on Trump's Thursday visit to the border to address what he describes as the border crisis. Meanwhile, Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer put out a statement last night that they want to have time to respond to Trump's address.
There is some news on the Politico home front. CNN is reporting that Tim Grieve is returning to Politico to head a brand new media company, which will be separate from Politico and focus on something else besides politics. Ileana Johnson and Daniel Lippman report Trump is having a hard time replacing Defense Secretary Jim Mattis after multiple people, including Arizona Senator John Kyle, turned him down. The Post and Courier is reporting that Trump's acting chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, is interested in being the president of the University of South Carolina.
On the 2020 front, Maggie Severns and Chris Catalego write that Joe Biden raised the most money for his PAC during the midterms, but he also spent most of it on himself. The Wall Street Journal has a story up on Beto O'Rourke having aides plan a solo road trip to meet voters outside of Texas. And Chris Catalego also reports that Kamala Harris is readying a 2020 rollout as she hits the press circuit to promote her new book. In the juice, we've got a first in playbook. Jeff Burr, chief of staff at the Transportation Department since 2017, is leaving for the private sector. Todd Inman, current DOT deputy chief of staff, is expected to replace him. And here's what's on tap for Trump's Tuesday. The president will give an address to the nation at 9 p.m. from the Oval Office. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.
With over 2 million Americans suffering from opioid addiction, Walmart is taking action to help communities across the country, limiting certain non-chronic prescriptions to a 7-day supply and requiring e-prescriptions for controlled substances by 2020 to help tackle the crisis and save lives. Learn more at walmart.com/prevention.